Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Ask and you shall receive. We appreciate it. Full phone lines. We'll start with Walter in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
What's going on, fellas? Real quick, if you guys could set the market on podcast microphones, what would you guys charge for the podcast microphones? My first question, how much would you charge for podcast microphones? Because I really feel like they need to like heighten the price up on those things, one. And for two, what's worse, athletes who are actively playing that have podcasts, or athletes that have since retired or, you know, been phased out of the league that have podcasts?
Thank you, Walter.
All right.
I think this is all sort of on the heels of the Patrick Beverly, yes, Trey Young back and forth.
First of all, don't say phased, all right, because they were big parts of the NBA. I hate that because that makes it seem like they weren't relevant.
What do you mean?
When you say athletes that are phased.
Oh.
That's how I took it. But it's okay.
Well, I think Patrick Beverly was sort of phased out.
But he
of the
was
NBA.
Not. But Patrick Beverly, I'm not as much whatever we're talking about. Patrick Beverly was a big part of teams. Like,
oh, yeah.
He made big plays. I don't like that phased part. Like the current part about it, and this is why I say it's a different age. When do you have time to do this? Because obviously it might be on your Tuesday, whatever. Like the NFL season, you're so bogged down and busy. Like, when do you have time to do a podcast as a player? That was the only thing. And it might be new hours.
Yeah.
It might be a 25th hour in a day, an NFL day. I don't know. But yeah. My thing is like,
people seem to have plenty of time to try to get attention.
Like, when
these
do
days.
You have time after all the recovery and the rest and everything like that to and the studying part about it? Because I think, and this is the thing I tried to understand, it's like, just because you walk out the building don't mean your job is done. Bro, you see the iPad? Got to get back on it.
Yeah. So I guess in that case, current players, I don't know, man. If you're retired, you got a lot of time on your hands. Yeah. You got stories to tell.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Not every podcast
is going to be as interesting as others, but some of them are great. Like,
some of them are.
I really like Matt Barnes and Stephen Jackson.
All the Smoke. Yes.
That's great.
Those guys
are doing a great job. And there, I don't know. There's other ones that are good. There's other ones that aren't.
And I like current ones.
I will say it is a little funny because for so long, so much of like the current athlete angst was like these people with microphones in the media and all of this.
And
everyone's like, they can't wait to get to a microphone.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, maybe everybody wasn't so bad. Yeah. You know, maybe everybody's
what
just
doing
their
best.
What does
Draymond call the new media?
The new media. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's what it is. There is an entirely new media and literally anyone can be a part of it.
Yep.
All you got to do is buy a microphone.
That's all.
Start a little live stream and who knows, maybe a few months from now you'll be rolling in the dough or starting a beef with an active NBA player.
Is he asking about our podcast?
No. I think he was just saying, could they charge more for microphones so less people could do it? But I think the people that you're
the guys you're referring to,
they have plenty of money.
They have plenty of money.
Yeah, they'd be able to afford it. Now, maybe there should be like a cap on how many, but there kind of is because they'll all do it. And if it doesn't go well, then they'll stop.
Yes.
So it's up to you. It's up to you to listen or not. You're the one that gets to decide. James is Indicator. Hey, James. James. Somebody took James's microphone.
Damn it, James.
All right. Ryan is in Villa Rica. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Love the show, man.
Thank you, Ryan, tuning in late today,
so I don't know if you've already touched on this or not, but even in Georgia's national championship run seasons, it seemed like the offense in those seasons even started out lethargic. It's kind of a lame word to say, but it's all I can come up with. They look the same Saturday. I know everybody's tough on Bobo, including myself, but it just looked it looked slow. Now, I will say Tennessee's defensive line really surprised me. I think they really put up a heck of a fight against our offensive line, stuffed the run, put a lot of pressure on the QB. But anyhow, I just want to get your take on what you saw out of the offense. What do you see moving forward? I mean, do you think we get a chance to see Pug? Is it? I know that's against Kirby's standards to do. But anyhow, that's all I got.
All right, Ryan.
When you said Pug, I was like, damn, y'all boys.
But not. We wouldn't be asking for Puglisi after that.
Puglisi's not going to play unless he gets hurt.
If he was awful, but he just played a great game.
Yeah, but he plays a great game. That's what remember yesterday.
I would have thought we'd be done with that.
Remember yesterday when we talked about this, I mentioned, I was like, what are we doing?
I mean,
was the offense stagnant?
I would say, well, the first national championship, it was game plan, I think. It was a 10-3 game against Clemson.
Yeah, it was game plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next national championship year, they beat Oregon 49-3.
Yeah, we beat the hell out of people. I think
Stetson threw for, I think, five touchdowns.
I think it's more than anything, it's a game plan specific thing with Kirby. But we beat the hell out of people that national championship year. But I think that we always got to understand is that the competition is what the competition is. We beat the hell out of people we're supposed to beat the hell out of, and you, like most SEC teams, it is what it is. But Pug, and I love that, right? I would never call that young man that again. There's no reason to see him.
Yeah.
He's not going to make the defense, he's not going to make the offense any different than what Stetson. Just like Carson Beck was never going to, or JT Daniels were going to make it different than Stetson. The offense is what it is.
Sure. But I also think, I mean, Gunner just played so well. Why would we want to go away from that?
Because it was stagnant.
Was it? They scored 43 points.
It was stagnant to start the game.
Oh, they went 3 and out on one possession.
Yeah. It was stagnant.
Was it?
But I understand.
The first drive, they scored a touchdown. The second drive, they punted. The third drive, they scored a touchdown.
But I understand what he's saying. No, I don't understand what he's saying. He sounds like, okay. All right.
I don't know. I think that.
But I understand what he's saying because I understand the crowd of everybody's mad at Bobo or it's not. We are not going to be a Tennessee type offense. That's not what we do at Georgia.
Right.
We never have.
Right.
And so I think people look for it more. That's why they always talk about God, there's nothing worse than that word from people who like to say that word dynamic. We need a dynamic offense. What the hell is dynamic offense? Dynamic offenses don't matter if you ain't got guys that can fit into the dynamic offense. That's why.
Did I watch the wrong game on Saturday?
I think we all did.
Well, let me ask you this.
They scored 44 points.
What? What's the number that they would need to go halftime with on the road to feel different about this? Because I'm with
what's
you, Bunk.
What's his name?
But the game's
the last
60
caller?
Minutes long. Who cares about halftime?
Well, I just because if you
was the last
Ryan,
caller's name?
It was Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, call us back tomorrow. We'll be at Twin Peaks, me and Andy, tomorrow at 11. Call back tomorrow during the AMA and be more specific.
Yeah, clarify.
Just clarify,
for the reason I said halftime, Bunk, is because you scored 17 points at halftime on the road in an SEC game.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how – I mean, I feel like you'll take that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's starting slow. And to your point, you scored touchdowns on two of your first three drives.
But that's why I said, Ryan, my brother, because it sounds like you're a dog fan, my brother.
Definitely.
Call us back tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Brad is in Peachtree City. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Love you, Brad.
I just got a quick question for Randy. Two questions. Randy, yesterday we were discussing the bones and you know, black bone, white bone, academic, black bone, play on the field. Mm-hmm. What's the requirements to get a white bone, and did you ever have any?
You mean the academic bone?
It's the other way around. That was when I started taking school a lot more serious.
Can I clarify just for people that might not know? Randy is talking about the stickers on the helmets that Mark Richt used to give out.
Yes. Now, that's because I knew I wanted to leave school early.
Okay.
All right. And mama wouldn't let me leave without my damn degree. My mother was like, no, you're not going pro unless you get your degree. And so because of that, because I had to buckle down and do more classes and everything, I was starting and I had to do my own report because me and old girl weren't old girl and old boy no more.
So I had to actually do my thing.
And so it was more of the projects and everything. It's more like academic. And it came from the academic counselor. That's when you have that coach that, like Coach Rick was, would get reports from all of our academic counselors of what we're doing in class. And so that's what you get the black bone for.
What did you major in?
I was an education major.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
I never asked that.
So we would do all that stuff.
What was the report on?
It was actually a psychology report. And it was on the behaviors of, It was on the behaviors of adolescents in like a impoverished environment.
Oh.
And that's what I did my project on.
Okay. That sounds like a great topic.
Basically, I was doing a project on myself.
Sure.
And so we did all that and all the research of it. But yeah, that's all it was. But yeah, it was more or less the academics part about it.
And you did so well, you got an academic bone.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. All right. Daniel's in San Jose. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, guys. I had a question for you. I know we're about a month out from Sunday Night Football in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Who do we have to talk to get the midday show on location? Or if that's too soon, midday show on location for the Super Bowl?
Man, y'all gonna send me to Santa Clara.
Yeah, I would be so much more excited to do that if they still played at Candlestick.
Exactly. Because I love me some San Francisco.
San Francisco's a great city.
It is an awesome city.
Santa Clara.
I've flown into Santa Clara back in the day. Like, I was a youngin'. And remember the word coug?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, she was an artsy one, too.
My daughter said that she was rooting for the Cougs this morning.
Yeah, she was an artsy one.
Oh, you mean different Cougs.
Yeah, she was an artsy one. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she's an artsy
like
one.
Like a painter?
Yeah.
Nude?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. Met on Black Planet.
Good for you.
Yeah, man.
I was 0 for Black Planet.
Yeah, I went 0 for Black Planet. I'm like, man, so
never gotten any messages on there.
Flew my ass out to the bay to meet her.
Good for you.
Santa Clara.
I mean, everybody's hung with a cougar or two, right? Well, I had a coug. That's how you learn.
Exactly.
A little seasoning. All right.
A little seasoning.
Don's in Tipton. Hey, Don.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I really enjoyed the show. I just got a question that I was curious about. I know in the NFL, the visiting team, they travel the ones that play the early games on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I know they travel the day before. Mm-hmm. Okay, for the traveling teams that play on Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, when do they travel? Do they travel the day before or the day of?
Thank you, Don.
Oh, man. I think the funnest thing when we played with the Chargers because Kansas City over is a two-day trip, you know. And so I never played on a Thursday night game when I was in San Diego I played home, matter of fact. Every Thursday night game I ever played in San Diego was home. But for the most part, whenever we played Kansas City over, it was a two-day trip. So we would always leave Friday after practice. And then if it was an East Coast trip or whatever. In St. Louis, when I was playing for the Rams, because we were in the West, so San Francisco was a two-day trip, Seattle was a two-day trip, and that was this rule that the coach made.
Right. So that's more about geography than it is about the time of the game.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
By the way, I mean, you know, like we had a great time in Vegas last year.
Yeah.
They want to send us to Sunday Night Football in the Bay Area. We'll go.
Dude.
We'll go.
Dude. This is you talking about two dudes that are captain and find something.
Yeah.
Andy them found a damn PBR bar in Vegas.
We're going to find a place to have fun in Santa
Clara. With $3 damn beers.
Yeah, we're going to find it.
$3 damn beers in Vegas.
We found the one dive bar in Vegas. We had a great time.
Yes.
Well, there's probably a lot. But we found the one dive bar like on the main strip in Vegas.
Yes.
We had a fun time. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
They had pretty good pizza, too.
That pizza was good to tell. And the wings weren't bad either.
Yeah.
Wings.
I got my dad a Christmas present.
Yeah. He would have been an all NBA player.
Dang it. Mine was A-related too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bro, would have been in the gym.
Bijan's out there shaking players' jaws off.
Yep.
Last time Randy went to the butt, there was a lot of nice cars parked there. And, Abe just missed a career in the NBA by 12 inches.
Oh. Just missed it.
13. I'm only 5'9". Midday show. Captain Find Something.
Yeah. No, that's great. I've never been called that. I like that a lot. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.